from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local, very kindly Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Dan Zangrilli, kind enough to stick around for quiz show limits. Let's get to it.
First question is to you, Dan.
Okay.
Dan, who is the Reds, who the Pirates will play for a four-game series this weekend, who is their all-time home run leader?
Is it...
That's a good question.
Is it Johnny Bench?
Johnny Bench is correct, Dan.
Wow. Give him a hand, Paul. That was good. That was really good.
I will not, because... If it wouldn't have been his question, it would have been mine, and I would have got it right, and I'd be up one.
I would have gotten it wrong. I was going to say George Foster. Next is
okay,
for Paul.
Okay, Paul. Pete Rose is the Reds' all-time hits leader with 3,358. Who is second on the Reds' all-time hits list?
George Foster.
But it's not George Foster.
And then we go around, Dan, and see who can get it.
Joe?
Second would be Ken Griffey Jr.
Second is not Ken Griffey Jr.
I hate you. I'm sorry. I always blurt that out.
Dan.
Barry Larkin?
How about Dan?
Wow! Paul!
Dan, the quiz show!
Paul, give him a hand this time.
No.
That's impressive,
I'm
Dan.
I'm a sore loser.
My turn.
That is very impressive. Congratulations to you.
Has Dan already clinched? No, we go seven questions. All right, go.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick holds the record for the most Super Bowls coached as a head coach in NFL history with 9. Who is second?
Marv Levy with 4.
Marv Levy is incorrect.
No, it's not. There's somebody with 5?
So there's somebody with 6, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame website. Dan?
And we're talking Super Bowls, not NFL championships.
We're talking Super Bowls.
6 Super Bowls? I don't know who it is.
So are we talking as head coach, not as
yes.
assistant?
Correct.
Okay, head coach.
Just to clarify.
I thought I was in on Marv Levy, I'll tell you that.
I mean, how many was Shula?
Is that
in?
Your guess?
Yeah, I guess I'll go with Shula.
Shula? Oh, my God.
Dan Zangrilli, everyone.
This guy's coming in and tearing us apart, Paul.
But that's what I...
You can't give him credit.
We were just talking about Don Shula at lunch.
Dan Zangrilli can clinch in a 4-game sweep if he gets this question
that's
correct.
Right.
Go ahead. Just for Dan.
I don't think Dan's going to get this one.
No, probably not.
I don't doubt Dan on anything. You could ask him a pop culture question now, he'd get it.
Dan... Hines Ward finished his career with exactly a benchmark number of receptions. How many receptions did Hines Ward have?
Well, that's the easiest idiotic question I've ever heard. I'm sorry, I insulted you.
Does Dan know the answer?
I don't. I don't
Dan
know his reception
number.
Dan
does not know the answer.
Paul?
Paul?
1,000.
1,000 is correct.
Oh. That's the equivalent of Clemente and 3,000 hits, probably, that I just soiled upon, didn't I?
Well, you couldn't do anything wrong. Believe me, you've been incredible. All right, Paul's turn. Let me tell you, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevy. Why are they clapping still?
The clapping won't stop. I don't know why.
Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 71 today, sunny skies. Okay, Paul's turn.
Paul, 12 NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl, but one NFL team has the worst winning percentage of all time during the Super Bowl era and have two Super Bowl victories. Which team is it?
What?
Say that one more time.
I will repeat the question.
That was the worst worded question I've ever heard. Dan, your opinion on the wording?
Suspect at best.
All right. 12 NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl. That part is kind of irrelevant.
Okay, it's totally
but
irrelevant.
But remember that for later in the quiz show. That's a tease.
Okay.
One NFL team has the worst winning percentage in all of football, but that NFL team has won two Super Bowls with this winning percentage. Which team is it? And this is winning percentage in the Super Bowl era.
Packers.
No.
So there's a horrible team.
A horrible team
that has won two Super
Bowls.
The Packers were really bad in the 70s and 80s, but go ahead.
There's a horrible team.
When I say this team, they've been way worse than the Packers.
But they actually, the Packers won. I forgot about the Bart Starr years, so they won more than two. But go ahead.
Why can't I think of this? They won two Super Bowls? Oh, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, baby!
That is a good idea.
How many does Zangrilli have right?
Dan has 3 points.
Is this the last question?
No, there are two more questions.
Okay, this is whose turn? Mine?
This would be your turn, Joe. Okay. Joe, the Detroit Lions won two playoff games last season for the first time since winning the 1957 NFL championship game against the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
Before last season, the Lions had won one playoff game since winning that championship. Can you name either who they beat or the year that they beat them in that lone playoff win that the Lions had since 57 before this year?
Yeah, I can. I can, but I don't know the year or the team, so I guess I can't.
So I guess you can't.
They went to the NFC. No, hold on a second here. Went to the NFC. I know who they beat.
Who did they beat? Jimmy
Johnson's Dallas Cowboys. They beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, they beat the Cowboys baby. In 1991 with Barry Sanders.
Yeah, then they lost to Washington. Paul, I have two.
Wonderful.
So this is Dan's question then.
Is this the last question?
This is the last question.
One's worth three.
This is the 3-point question.
Oh, so it's 3-2-1, Dan, so we're all alive here.
Ooh,
if Paul gets this, he has a dramatic walk-off in the ninth inning.
I hope you were paying attention to what I said earlier.
I wasn't.
12 NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl. Dan, how many of those 12 can you name? And you can't get one wrong. So the rules of the game are... You either name, like, let's say you say I can name eight. You have to get all eight, and nothing can be incorrect.
I'm not even going to try. No. Here, it's a game that you can play. You're going to say I can name two, and then he has to get three, or I have to get three to win. So you're playing. You can still win this if you throw it to Paul with a number, and he doesn't get it. You win. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right. How many can you name?
I can name. I can name four.
Paul, can you name five?
What is...
Teams that have never won a Super Bowl.
Five teams that have never won a Super Bowl.
How many can you name? And then you throw it to me.
Out of 12, how many can you name?
I can name five, yes.
I can name six.
Okay.
Let's get
Joe,
this thing
it?
Moving. I'll prove it. I'll prove it, big
boy. All right,
boy.
Joe, prove it.
Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
Houston Texans.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Cleveland Browns.
Correct.
Detroit Lions.
Correct.
And I only need one more.
You only need one more.
I almost said that. That would have been bad. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Well done. Well done.
Congratulations, Mr. Starkey.
Well done.
No. Paul, do I get any credit for that?
You are back in the quiz show war.
Wait, so he wins the whole thing.
Joe wins.
Okay.
Joe takes all the points. He beats out Dan. He got the 3-point question.
Congratulations. Dan, you set the bar too low for yourself.
This is so true.
You should have said like
Dan. You did
can
well.
Name seven of
are you looking at breaking news or bad news?
No, just a text message.
You should have said you could name seven.
I should
but he
have.
Couldn't. I don't think he would have.
I don't want to be a fraud.
Paul, you should have said you could name 70. You would have
all
won.
All the best.
Well, here's the thing.
All the best.
Wait.
Can you get that cord out of the thing?
It threw me way off. Here's what threw me way off.
What?
Okay. Was having Dan. Because because when you said what you said, ordinarily if it's Joe and I just have to beat you by one. You know what I mean? Like you said five, I'm like, okay, I only need to name six. You know what I'm saying? Like you when he said, you know, the hell was that? What is that?
I was following instructions.
What is that? You don't do that. Hold up. What was that? Who thinks that's funny?
I'm in the middle of making a point. We have to go. The end of the show is the only time we have to follow the clock.
We are following the clock.
We're not.
We got 15 seconds. The whole point I'm trying to make is that whole thing happened. I would have said like seven if I have remembered that you were behind me. But I did not remember that. I didn't know that because it was new. Okay, now you can do whatever the hell you need to do.
Good night, Paul.
Pirates Rangers in just about 45 minutes from Texas as Domingo Herman will pitch. Listen on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. Headlines powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. For more, go to 937thefan.com. PM team next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.